It is the morning show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we are live from our studios in Superior. So happy to be here. Superior, one of two cities referred to as the Twin Ports. Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, they perch along the shore of Lake Superior as twin cities and seaports. And we're talking about bridging the relationship between each side of the bay. Do you work in Duluth but live in Superior, or is it the other way around? Tell us about your life traveling between these two towns or sticking to your own community. How have you seen the Twin Ports collaborate? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Payne is mayor of Superior, and he joins us here in our studios on the campus of UW-Superior. Mayor Payne, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Emily Larson is mayor of Duluth, Minnesota, just across from Superior. Mayor Larson, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
In Wisconsin, I should say.
Yeah. Love it.
So I want to start, Mayor Payne, by clearing up something. When we say that Duluth and Superior are separated by something, that includes something watery, what is that watery thing?
Well, the official body of water is the St. Louis River estuary that is distinct from a river or a lake. And now Duluth has the pleasure of sitting on Lake Superior. Technically, Superior does not. We are only surrounded by the estuary. We have, since that estuary kind of goes even along Wisconsin Point, we don't really have any shoreline on the lake.
Well, now that we've cleared up the geography, made it official, how do you see the cities of Superior and Duluth working together for the good of the communities?
I think there's a lot of ways, but the first is recognizing that it's just one community. For the vast majority of our population, they really don't recognize those political or even ecological or geographic boundaries. This is one place that people frequently live in one place, work in another. They will live in one place, shop in another. It's one combined economy, and so that really makes us one place for the vast majority of people. And politically, it's important to recognize that. So it's something that it really just starts with relationships. I think we have to keep a close relationship with leaders on either side of the bridge.
Mayor Larson, what project can you point to that's really shown how the two cities collaborate, or what has happened where you've seen the two cities pull together?
Well, as Mayor Payne mentioned, you know, the fact that we share this incredible geography, we have really partnered strongly in support of the St. Louis River and the estuary and the cleanup and the remediation there. I think that's very palpable. I know from talking with residents and listening with them that our partnership and support of issues that are important to both of us and our residents have really been important. So whether it is us speaking up in support of programs that lift up women who have experienced domestic violence or sexual trauma, whether it is working in support of sister cities and global relationships, whether it is lifting up the arts in our community. I know that there are sometimes kind of smaller gestures because they're not necessarily broadest political impact or policy impact, but very, very meaningful for people to see that these two mayors are, you know, stepping up and leading in partnership with one another, not one behind the other, but really side by side.
So how do you see, Mayor Larson, the Twin Ports connected economically?
Mm-hmm. Well, we share several industries, actually. We are an international shipping port, which I think is such a huge lifeblood for both of our communities. So we are shipping around the world. We are a conduit for connecting in Minnesota, the Iron Range, and all of those economies. For us, you know, the MSA of Duluth and Superior is really substantial, both in terms of population and geography. But if you distill into different sectors, there's a strong manufacturing, there's a huge higher ed, regional healthcare factor. But there's also the creative arts, which really in Duluth and Superior is amazing. We have, you know, a ballet, a symphony, week-long music festival, all sorts of things that you really don't find in communities of our size typically. I think we live in an area that is feeling very inspired and connected, very democracy-rich, very engaged. And so that really gets reflected in how people, show up and demonstrate that.
Mayor Payne, what does Superior gain by being part of a larger economic community? Because you're the smaller piece here, right?
Well, yeah, we're the smaller city, but you know, I want to point to about a year ago on this campus, we conducted some listening sessions for demographics across the city of Superior. And one of the things that came up over and over again was people appreciated living in a small city and feeling like they lived in a small city, almost a small town, but having access to a larger metropolitan area. So to have that resource, especially as Mayor Larson pointed out, culturally, the ability to go and experience a larger urban area is very important for a lot of the people that live here.
We're talking with Jim Payne, the mayor of Superior, Wisconsin, and Emily Larson, the mayor of Duluth, Minnesota. You can join in if you live in a twin city, as we, the twin ports are. Do you live in Superior or Duluth? Maybe you have a family living here or visit often. What differences do you see between the two communities? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Mayor Larson, let's look a little bit on those differences. Where do you see the twin ports different?
Duluth and Superior really have a lot of similarities. We share a lot of interests. We share a lot of people. We do have really distinct differences that I think are actually really positive for each of us. The city of Duluth is really a regional center, really, for the entire northern part of Minnesota. We have some very distinct differences as it relates to our state politics, as it relates to some of the tools that we have that we can draw upon, different rules that we can leverage. Our forms of government are somewhat different. I think, again, one is not better than the other. Both are fully representative of the intent of the community. I do think that there are sometimes, you know, we have different bases of activation sometimes. You know, we do live in this time in which people want to feel very closely connected to local government. They are residents find and see and feel and should, you know, demand action on local level because there tends to be gridlock on the state and federal level or frustrations around that. And so I do see that showing itself differently in our communities as well. And yet many of the things that have made each of our cities strong continues to be there. Very strong labor communities, very strong histories of resource extraction, very strong histories of environmental protection. We exemplify that somewhat differently in our communities, but I one of the things I have found so refreshing, I think, Jim, is this maybe our third year working together?
Yeah, we're entering a third year.
And really, within 6 months of working alongside Mayor Payne, we had already done more together than what we were able to establish Duluth and Superior in the year and a half prior. So, you know, there is just something about being available, being active, reaching out to one another and our communities and staying deeply connected that while there are significant differences, it's like it's so great. It's so great. You know, it's so wonderful to have one strong city. It's even better to have two.
Let's go to Marianne now, joining us from Superior. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning. The reason that I'm calling in, I've been a Superiorite for almost all of my life, and what I've been noticing this last year or so is the strong business community that's coming up along Tower Avenue, our main street, and so many businesses are started by women, and I find that to be extremely exciting. Also, we have a new hotel that's going to be beginning sometime in August, right on our main street, so that's going to really infuse our business community. And then the last thing is how many young people that I'm meeting, young couples that have decided to make Superior their home. They work in Duluth. And the one comment I hear is it's only a bridge that separates us. So this is an exciting time for Superior, Wisconsin.
Marianne, thank you so much for calling in.
Great.
Yeah, Mayor Payne, how would you respond?
Well, that's always a great first call. Thanks, Marianne. No, what she's describing is, in kind of technical terms, urbanism. The idea that we can revitalize areas by focusing on a sense of place. And that's actually something I learned from this partnership years before I was mayor. One of the real incarnations of this partnership is our Metropolitan Interstate Council, which combines municipalities across the Twin Ports region, not just Duluth and Superior, to talk about transportation. And a lot of those planners started focusing on a lot of this placemaking that you're seeing in both Duluth and Superior now that Marianne is talking about, including the Tower Avenue rebuild. And now we're starting to bleed that into other areas, but it's really improving quality of life for a lot of our people. And I think I really appreciate hearing from people like Marianne that this is an expression of our values. It's not just That's about right. beautification. This is about coming together as a community. And I especially liked hearing her talk about a lot of the women-owned businesses mm-hmm. that are coming up. We have to do more to celebrate and incentivize people that are historically disenfranchised to become entrepreneurs, to help make that step to really grow our community.
Do you see young people moving in to Superior, or do you watch trends like that?
Yes, moving in and moving up.
And what do you mean by moving up?
But they're not just coming in and looking for that job and settling down. They're looking for ways to grow the community as well through involvement in community organizations, to becoming entrepreneurs and actually open businesses and change the community. You see that across the Twin Ports. It really does not look like the 1980s here. Everybody is involved. You don't have to wait until you're an executive in your company before you become a senior member of the community. We're seeing people in college or in their early 20s start to become leaders in this community.
We're talking about what it means to be a neighboring city as we broadcast from our studios in Superior with neighbor Duluth just across the bay. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson and Superior Mayor Jim Payne, stay with us. How have you seen the Twin Ports work together? What do you think makes this partnership unique? What do you think makes these places similar? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back to this conversation in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're exploring what it means to be a twin city as the morning show comes to you from Superior. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Duluth forms a metro area with her neighbor Superior, and together they're called the Twin Ports, and the cities share the Duluth-Superior Harbor, and together are the Great Lakes' largest port. And this got us thinking about what it's like to live and work in a twin city. Do you live in a city with another community just across the river or across a dividing line? Maybe you grew up with a city just across the Mississippi, like Minneapolis-St. Paul. What's it like? How does your town work across a border? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. The mayors of Duluth and Superior stay with us. Emily Larson on the Minnesota side. Jim Payne on the Wisconsin side. We have Tim from Shell Lake who called in to say, if it wasn't for the easy access from Duluth to Superior to get to the hospital, Tim says he wouldn't be alive today. It was easy to get access, and that connection between the cities helps a lot of people in rural northern and northwestern Wisconsin. Mayor Larson, can you talk a little bit about transportation and infrastructure between these cities?
Oh, my gosh. I can talk about infrastructure a lot and potholes and all sorts of other great things. Actually, what's interesting about his comment is it does mirror Marianne's earlier, which is that you can see a bridge as being a dividing tool or you can see it as being a point of connection. And so that is one of the things that we really that we heavily invest in, which is transportation infrastructure and how to ensure that people are moving around safely and having those, efficient connections in the case of this writer just now. So actually, Mayor Payne and I share these two really significant connection points of bridges that at different times carry literally hundreds of thousands of people every day. And so not only is that a local transportation and infrastructure issue, but that is also around MnDOT and WISDOT and all of those elements. It's really important that government provide that kind of stability around which you can you know, just plan to have not just your basic needs met, but also access to emergency services when you need them, and that you can show up and get there, and that we are just getting the stuff done so that your life can be, you know, all yours. And
yeah, how does that work with municipal things like fire, you know, fire service, fire trucks, for instance, and calls like that? Do you cross state lines?
Yeah, you know, our teams work very closely together. And I know Mayor Payne, you know, we can talk about an emergency situation that we've experienced as a community that really requires us to step up as one community. So we have literally emergency plans as it relates to different natural disasters, man-made disasters that our teams consult with one another, work together. We have a command center when there is a weather-related event or an emergency. And so, yeah, it's part of what we have invested in as municipalities is not just the singular experience of being within one city, but it is how do we make this the fluidity of being in one city and engaging with another be safe and reliable, and it really investing in the communication channels to make that possible. So
yeah, Mayor
I'll
Payne.
Let you step into this one first.
Yeah, of course. Payne. When it comes to protecting the community, that's something that we absolutely have to have a partnership on. And that's a longstanding partnership between our two communities to make sure that we're providing police and fire for the whole community. Those bridges, it's easy to take them for granted, but they are very, very significant infrastructure projects. And we feel it pretty acutely when one of them has to close for one reason or another. The community is already connected. So it's our job to make sure it stays physically connected. But when it comes to public safety, it's worth recognizing that while we assist one another with the emergencies in each individual city, there are a lot of things that we have to protect together. The port is one of the those biggest things. That's our port that we share, and it's one thing. There's not a Duluth port and a Superior port. It's one harbor, as you mentioned. And so that partnership is absolutely vital, as it is with any neighboring community. But that physical divide does make it a little bit more challenging.
And we're coming up here on the one-year anniversary of the Husky Refinery disaster. What have you learned about communication in the wake of that fire?
That's kind of the story here in the one-year anniversary of it, is communication. I think there were a lot of things we did very well when it came to communicating with the public, but we knew even that day that it was the most important thing we could do. You know, we had professionals responding to the emergency, but the public was a very big part of that day. They were very deeply impacted by this. And so we focus a lot in the aftermath on how we communicate with the public in the event of an emergency, not just giving out correct information, but combating incorrect information, which continues to be a challenge.
Mayor Larson.
Yeah, no, I think what's interesting about that, no one really wants to experience that kind of emergency. That's scary and really shakes people to their core. You know, Mayor Payne and I and our teams communicated really well. I actually think our teams had excellent response. I will be very pointed in saying that the response of the Husky team and the refinery was very disappointing. I am frustrated with the choices they continue to make and how they want to operate their refinery. We have been very pointed in that. Mayor Payne and I have shared messaging on that. We have also found our own ways to work with the company and the refinery to communicate the concerns of our residents and our citizens. It is an ongoing issue, and of course, the safety board has asked for a review of the HF that they are using there, so it's a story that continues to evolve. And I think actually that example of that refinery is both a wonderful example of how our communities worked very closely in collaboration and yet also retained our own identities. You know, when that happens, it's really important for me to not jump in as a mayor and kind of take the messaging over. This is happening in Superior. There are a lot of things that I need to not be deferential about, but be very respectful of kind of the municipal territory, while also, you know, concurrently doing what I need to do to assure safety and preparedness on our side of the bridge. So it was a really good example of how to do that, do it well, do it efficiently, and then in, you know, the day after and further after, how do our communities define themselves individually in their communication? And even though Jim and I have not shared every piece of communication in You know, as shared mayors on that, we have remained in communication ourselves to say, hey, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I'm doing. And so there is also something about making sure the other is not surprised when you're dealing with these really, really big issues.
Now, we'll be having a full show tomorrow, 1 year later after Husky. Good. But I'm wondering, do you feel like the communication lines are open still and very clear with Husky and the refinery and what is happening there, Mayor Payne?
Yeah, we communicate with the refinery, but there isn't always a lot of dialogue. The refinery makes decisions. They don't have discussions and debate. And that is, well, actually, I should say the company. It's important to distinguish the refinery from the company because on the day of the fire, the refinery responded very well. The emergency response teams and the people in charge of the refinery met that disaster very, very effectively. But the company is making decisions about the rebuild, particularly in the way that they refine gasoline with the use of hydrogen fluoride. And while they are hearing a great deal of feedback from the community, it's not clear to me that they're taking that feedback in meaningfully. Particularly, they're not giving us a lot of the information that we're asking for, or they're not recognizing the fact that there's not unbiased third-party information to weigh in on this subject. And so they're just kind of asking us to take them at their word. Now, that's not to say everything they're doing is wrong. Yes, they're making some meaningful safety improvements, but that's not what the community is asking for. The community is asking for them to make a change. And I think as grateful as we are that they listen, listening is only the first step. There has to be action following that.
Well, we have just a few moments left here, but I wanted to ask you, what's next for Duluth and Superior? Where do you see the next place that these the Twin Ports can come together, Mayor Larson?
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago, I gave my State of the City, and I know Mayor Payne gives his on Monday, and I would envision that there is some overlap in what we see as priority areas for our community. For me, it's affordable housing. It's continuing to push our success in energy-related investments and decreasing greenhouse gases. It is a variety of connections and ensuring health and safety in our community. I think those are all areas that we can really get a lot of collaborative work done.
Along with improving our relationship with Lake Superior. I think that's something that's important to everybody. I'd like to throw in about the lake.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Jim Payne is mayor of Superior, Wisconsin. Emily Larson is the mayor of Duluth, Minnesota. Still ahead from our WPR studios in Superior, we're headed to Mars with rocket scientist Robert Zubrin as our guide. You're with us here on the Ideas Network.